Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Hi, everybody. It's Carol Clark here with Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams, and I have a great surprise for you today, a wonderful interview with Dr. Wendy Cinta. Dr. Cinta is in Fayetteville, New York, and that is pretty close to Syracuse, and she has done some amazing things and has some great information to share today. Dr. Cinta is nationally recognized as an expert on adult and childhood obesity. She's an author of a book called Bounce. And the Bounce, a weight loss doctor's plan for a happier, healthier, and slimmer child, which helps prepare parents and caregivers with the care of their overweight children and kind of a family approach to weight loss. So it's been very exciting and has been received as national and international recognition, a fabulous program. She's also the president-elect of the Obesity Medicine Association, which used to be called the American Society for Bariatric Physicians. And she's received numerous awards, such as the prestigious Bariatrician of the Year by that same organization. And she was also voted 2014 America's Top Doctors from the Consumer Research Council of America. She is also a weight loss expert who's been on the Steve Harvey Show. She's actually their weight loss expert. She's also been featured on CNN, Voice of America, John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Health, Say Yes to the Dress, love that show, and Big Bliss Edition, which is on the Learning Channel and PBS. In addition to her book, her research can be found numerous places in the AMA News, Newsday, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Parenting, Bariatric Times, Your Weight Matters, Women's Day, and Women's Health Magazine, among others. She also has a little techie background, a former electrical and computer engineer, and she'll be telling us a little bit about how she's using those skills today. So without further ado, I had to narrow that down to those things, but I'd really like to welcome Dr. Wendy Cinta here. And I'm gonna ask Dr. Cinta, I told sort of the official background of you, but I'd kind of like to hear your story about where you've been and how you got to where you are today. So if you don't mind sharing that, letting our listeners get to know you a little bit better, that would be great.
Sure, that would be fine. So I have kind of a twisted road to obesity medicine, but I started as an electrical and computer engineer and did that for 6 years at Xerox, and at the time got a master's degree in electrical and computer engineering with a little bit of biomedical in it. So I knew I was kind of heading into the healthcare field in some way. I just wasn't sure that I was going to make the final leap. But during that time, I really met a great mentor who said, just do it, Wendy. Be a doctor. Who cares if you're so old when you're done? So I did do it and went to Syracuse and got my did a residency in family medicine at Duke. And that's actually where I got interested in weight loss. I had a wonderful clinic there at the time called the Rice Clinic, and I did a rotation through it, and I said, oh, this is for me. I really want to help people reverse diseases and get healthy, and I think that's what obesity medicine is all about. So, love what I do.
Well, great. It's really apparent. And I know you do lots of great things with your patients, and also whether they're adults or children, but you're also a pretty great businesswoman. So, for somebody who was just starting out and wanting to start a weight loss practice, how about digging into those top three business tips that you would probably have for that person? What would you give them as advice as the top three tips for building their business?
So, if we're talking about someone who's just starting out, I think the number one thing is you really have to set yourself apart as a specialist. So especially if you're in the primary care world going into it, I was a family practitioner, and then I got some secondary training in obesity medicine, and then I sat for the obesity medicine boards, which are called ABOM, American Board of Obesity Medicine. And so number one, I think I would, if you want people to respect you as an obesity medicine specialist, it's always good to get the formal credentials through ABOM. So that is one thing I would say, do it, go for it, and make sure you really are top of your field. The other thing is, I think from a business standpoint, you really have to think outside the box when it comes to obesity medicine. So I never really thought much about the whole insurance-based business model versus working outside of it. And even though I'm in a community where I serve different people of different levels of affluence, I find working in an out-of-network model works the best for weight loss. So consider that. And then I would also say make sure you communicate really well with the other doctors who you work alongside with. In other words, the primary care doctor of the physicians, of the patients you take care of, and their cardiologist, and you know everyone that you coordinate care with, because that will help you get more patients, and it also keeps the lines of communication open, which everybody wants.
Right, right. Can you think about a couple of really specific strategies that you did early on to grow your business that really brought in some great results for you?
Yes, I think, you know, for me, as I said, I was a family practitioner first. So one of the things I did was I actually fed my weight loss practice with my family medicine patients. So I kind of feel like I had a foot on both sides. So half the week I worked in family medicine and the other half a week I worked in weight loss. And they were two completely different practices, although they were under the same roof. One was in network, one was not. And it really helped me to get a comfort level with the obesity medicine component, but it also helped me get that initial group of patients that then went on to tell other patients about the care. So I think that was huge. And I think from a business standpoint too, just using your existing patients to help feed your practice is huge. You want them to be your spokespeople. You want them to go out and tell everybody else about, you know, their wonderful experience at your clinic. So offering rewards of some type for them. We give like free product and things like that for every referral that's worth $100. So, you know, really using your existing patients to feed your practice is, I think, an important thing.
Okay, great. So initially you saw a lot of your initial patients come since they were existing patients. And talk just, I mean, this is a little off topic a little bit, but when you talk about in-network and out-of-network, can you specify a little bit more about what you mean and how you kind of made that leap?
It's something that you probably don't know much about when you're working in just a standard practice where you take insurance, but you actually have the capability, any practicing physician or clinician does, to either work under the insurance, you know, model, or in a system where you don't take insurance. And when you do that, you can actually change the way you bill, you can change the way you charge. We have a cash-based practice, so what we do is we have patients pay us, and then we give them the super bills and have them submit the super bills with help from our staff. And that way they actually have out-of-network benefits to help them get reimbursed. And it's so helpful for so many reasons. I mean, probably the most important of which is that obesity medicine, if you really code appropriately, isn't going to get you the coverage that you deserve for the amount of time that you spend on there, and also for the money that you're saving the insurance company. So, you know, really being creative and coming up with a model that's different helps so much with not only your practice and how it feeds itself, but also long-term banking issues and not having to feel like you're constrained by what insurance tells you you have to charge and how much time you have to work. So, for example, when I was in family practice, it was a very quick, everybody knows it who's in primary care, you know, you see your patient, you run to the next, you always feel like you're never going fast enough and you're never giving the level of care that you like to give. And here I can spend a good amount of time with patients and not have to worry about, you know, overhead and billing costs and stuff like that because I don't bill.
Right, right. I think that's a hard leap for some people to make, but I know here we do that same thing with the cash pay for the medical weight loss, and it really does make a difference and kind of makes it a little bit more enjoyable at times for you and, believe it or not, for the patients. And you do save the insurance company money and long-term, I think, the patient as well. Do you agree?
Yes, and also there's skin in the game for the patient, right? So I think that it really helps the patient to know, I've invested time, money, and effort into this, and I have a little bit more incentive to keep pushing forward to reach my goal.
Right, right. So there's lots of great things that, and I see a lot of really happy bariatricians and physicians who are dealing with patients that are trying to lose weight because you see success and because you have a little bit more control over your practice. So I think that's one of the keys to building a weight loss practice of your dreams too. But there's also a few frustrations that come along with every practice. Name a couple of the frustrations that you see in your practice and how you're dealing with them, if you could.
I think the biggest frustration I had initially, at least, is really just having, I was the first obesity medicine specialist in the area, and so having to contend with the constant ridicule of my colleagues until they realized I was practicing sound medicine. So, you know, that's something that you just, you have to just, again, I think I mentioned this already, but just you have to communicate really, really well with your colleagues and make sure that they understand that you're not trying to take over the patient's primary care. You are simply there as a specialist to help that patient reach their health goals and get off of medications. And something that I think, advice-wise, that I could give is, you know, understand the different, your different colleagues. Some of them want to be included in every decision you make as far as med changes, and some just want you to go and do your thing. So once you get a level of comfort with that, it goes much more smoothly.
Right, right. I can imagine. Yeah. You are really on the cutting edge of a lot of aspects of medical weight loss, and you also hold a number of very desirable and high level positions. And you've done a lot to grow your practice and also the specialty of obesity medicine. What do you think the future for weight loss and for obesity medicine? What do you think the future holds for practitioners?
It's endless what you can do in this field. And part of it is because, sadly, obesity is attached to just about every major chronic disease, including cancer. You know, so we will always have, a home, we'll always have a position. Right now, clinicians are looking at value-based incentives, which means that they have to have healthy patients in order to get paid appropriately. So timing-wise, it couldn't be a better time to go into obesity medicine. As far as what does the future hold? I mean, I think we're learning how to incorporate, you know, I'm a big techno nerd, so incorporating technology in to really help us be more efficient clinicians. There's ways to use technology that make you more efficient and make you better, and then there's ways to incorporate technology that just distract and are intrusive to the care you give to the patient. So, you know, a great example is electronic medical records. In some cases, it helped the quality, but in so many cases, it destroyed the patient-physician relationship. So there's great ways to incorporate technology that actually help you with weight loss and staying engaged with your patients during the maintenance stages and really helping that patient to live a long, happy life. We are so such a huge part of that, how that patient lives and how long they live, you know, by doing the disease reversal component we do with obesity medicine. So it's really exciting to think about the different ways you can go with this, I guess.
Right, right. Talk a little bit, I know you don't just, you sort of practice what you preach. This is one of the things I really like about you. And you're also, you know, you're a great advocate for your patients and also for your own personal health. Tell me, what is something that you do that some of your personal health habits that attributes to your success?
Wow. So I love to run. So that's my thing. I really, really love to get out and go for a good run. And I'm in upstate New York where sometimes it can be very challenging to go out and run. But for me, it clears my head. It helps me think about new concepts and new creative things we can incorporate in. I'm very involved in the community. I created an arm of my practice that really works on incorporating different practices into underserved areas. And I think to me, that is something that I enjoy doing in my personal time that makes me feel like I can take care of people even if they can't afford to come to my practice. So that's part of it. And I eat healthy. I am such a goody two shoes. I can't sit around and tell people about things that I want them to do if I'm not doing it myself. So I log everything. If I eat something bad in a day, one of my patients is going to hear about it because we end up incorporating it into a story somehow. I love to walk the walk and talk the talk the best I can. We all have bad days, you know, and I share those days with people. But I think it's really important to be able to show them, I am here doing it with you. I am engaged with you. We're going to go through this together. You know, it's a huge, huge important component of it.
Right. Okay, great. And I'm going to actually probably turn this podcast into two parts because I've got a number of more questions for you. But before we end this particular episode, for this one, talk just a little bit about your book, Bounce, the book that you've written, because I think that's another obvious way that you've brought sort of the family back into it, and you have really practical advice in there and helpful things for families.
Okay, so the Bounce book was a book that I wrote for parents and caregivers to help overweight and obese children, and just to sort of give them some guidelines on what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, how to function as a family, what kind of issues can you run into with your child that you may want to bring up with your clinician. If you enjoy working on health and obesity, how can you take it into your community? A whole bunch of things. But Bounce actually stands for something, it stands for B stands for behavioral modification. We really focus on the behavior of the family, not just the child. The child is often fed by someone else who's purchasing the food. So, what are they doing? Are they eating in the car? Are they eating out a lot? Are they ever sitting down as a family at the table? That kind of thing. B is also for biguanide, which is a medicine also known as metformin, which really helps with hunger in children, and there's been some great studies behind it. O is optimizing metabolism. Patients eat 5 times a day, and everything has a component of protein in it with a healthy, with or without a healthy fat, and a healthy carbohydrate that is complex carbohydrate, not the starchy carbs and things like that. BOU is united as a family. Every change that is made by the entire family. So it means that little sister Sue is not over in the corner eating her ice cream saying, you can't have this. You know, it really has to be something that is done by the entire family for it to stick. N is notation of food and notation of calories, which we do electronically if the child can. And then E is elimination diet, where we look at their food and we start to take out the bad stuff and very slowly covertly putting in the healthier foods.
Right. That's awesome, because I know in our experience it's very hard to counsel any children without including the entire family. So you've really been a pioneer in that whole area and have done great work. It's awesome. So the book has been very successful, as well as the program, internationally known. So
research in Portugal recently and in Brazil. So it's really exciting to see it getting translated and to actually work on the group activities and stuff with families. And even though there's cultural differences, it really is still the same issue. It's eating healthy things that come from the ground, foods as a family, cooking together, eating together, and really paying attention to what's going in your mouth, making it an active thing, not a passive thing.
Right. And think of the long-term effects that can have, because if they learn those habits at an early age, how they can continue to carry that on and influence their own children. So that really awesome. Has some promising future for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. So true.
So awesome. So tell our listeners a little bit about how they can reach you if they had questions about any of your research, and also the awesome things that you're doing, or some of the listeners may be right near you there in New York and want to come find you.
So my weight loss website is weightlosscny.com, and there's an adult and a children's section. You can look in there and look at former patients and kind of get a little feel for what our program's all about. The book itself is available online in both in print form at our website, and also it's in every electronic form. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it from Kindle, iPad, etc., for your iPad or iPhone. And I also have the Dr. Wendy Diet site, and that is where the site where we are going to eventually be launching our community effort. But right now, it's a lot of the things I'm doing on media and stuff like that. So any of those places.
And that was what, drwendydiet.com? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And then just think about for the Obesity Medicine Association, you'll be president there in which year do you become president?
So I'm currently president-elect, so in 2 years from now I'll be president. So spending the next 2 years learning the ropes, getting to know people across the world who do what we do, and it's a lot of fun. It's fascinating.
Yeah, well, you're doing great things. We were just honored to have you on the show, so I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and we're going to actually be doing part two shortly, where Dr. Stint is going to talk a little bit more tech, which is something that everybody's interested in, better ways to engage your patients, which is so important for ultimate success. So without further ado, we're going to end today's recording. And I want to thank Dr. Stint again for taking the time out of her very busy schedule to be with us. So thanks, Dr. Stint.
You're welcome.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.